What's going down, everybody? In the car, just got a workout in real fast. It's Mr. Get It Right himself. Let me turn this air off. It's Mr. Get It Right himself. So I was just doing a little brainstorming today. This is the new edition of the show. For those of you that are subscribed to the other channel, please subscribe to this one. For those of you who are not, get on board and get with it, because we're about to do something powerful. We're about to change lives. So it's 5:34 a.m. right now. Been up since 3 a.m. Putting a lot of work in already. Already got a day's worth of work in. So what is going to come of this day? Anyways, just quick brainstorming. I wanted a few of you guys to hear this new information about the audiobook. You know, I started one before, The 7 Keys of Successful You. So this is kind of an extension of that work, as well as just a whole different thing by itself. So the book is going to be 7 chapters and 7 life-changing chapters, and we're just going to run everything by you real fast. So here, I got to get off into my notes real fast, because I literally just did it, so I'm hitting you with it. Chapter 1, maybe not chapter 1, but we're just going to roll with that today. Chapter 1, be authentic. What does that mean? You know, as some of us know, being real and being authentic is very important. You know, being authentic is just being consistent, being consistently you, whoever that might be. If you're a strict person, got a strict personality, stick to that. Stick to your guns. Too often we waver for other people. We're going to say, Jeff wants me to do this weekend. You know you don't have time to do that weekend. Why would you make a commitment to that? Don't do that for anybody else. Make a commitment to your commitment. Moving on. And we're going to expound on that. Be passionate. Don't do anything that you're not passionate about. The Bible says where your heart is, your treasure will be also. So if you're passionate about something, do that. Quit bullshitting and going to work for somebody else that you don't even love the job that you do. Quit doing that, because it's not going to be fruitful for you. You're going to make a little money. So what? Do something that you're passionate about, and you're going to have a true treasure. And then we're going to expound on that, obviously, with each chapter of the book. I'm just giving you a brief overview. Dream big. Too often we don't dream big enough. You know, I heard a guy, he said, write down your goals, you're going to accomplish that. And I've always done that. I wrote down my goals, I've accomplished my goals. The secret says, write down your goals, you accomplish your goals. But then the other day I read, it said, write down your goals and times it by 100. Now I looked at those goals, and I'm like, wow, I've been holding myself back because I ain't been dreaming big enough. So dream big, write down your goals, and then your mind will begin to work and the universe will begin to work and to create a plan for you to put that in action. All right, where we at? Act on your dreams daily. Do something daily that is beneficial for you, your family, and the legacy you want to leave behind. Don't just ride your dreams down and do nothing. Do something daily that's going to put that plan into action. Whether it's open up a bank account, whether it's saving a little money towards that. Quit bullshitting yourself and your dreams and put something into action and make it happen. Be a problem solver. My son comes to me, he said, Dad, well, this happened. And he was doing that at 5 years old. So what I did automatically, I said, hey, son, anytime you come to me with a problem, come to me with 2 solutions. Now he rarely comes to me with a problem that he hasn't already have an answer for and solved. Hey, this happened, but I think we should do this or this. So he's already got the solution in his mind. Be a problem solver. There's enough people with problems. There's enough people with worry. Be somebody that can solve them and solve them quickly, and teach the people around you to do the same. Because oftentimes what we'll do, we'll take lead in a weak group. You want the strongest group as possible. Don't only practice self-mastery, practice mastery of all those people around you. And that's another one. Pursue self-mastery. What are you doing that you know you should be doing on a daily basis that you're not doing? You know, should you be reading the Bible? Should you be meditating? Should you be praying? Should you be doing a little workout to make sure you're healthy? Oh, my mom had high blood pressure. Well, that means you should probably work out and take care of your body and watch what you eat. But are you doing that? That's all part of self-mastery. And we're going to expound on that in the audio book and in the book and in the podcast, because we're going to do it all. Look for the website coming as well soon. And be patient. You know, slow and steady wins the race. Slow and steady wins the race. The Grand Canyon didn't happen overnight. That's a lot of years of rain. That's a lot of years passing by. And you can look at that
marvelous wonder and say, wow, how was this created? I think everybody should just go and experience that, because it tells a story of how slow and steady wins the race. It's not just going to happen overnight. Success will come, though, because it's just the science of the game. Do these 7 things and your life will change. And if they don't, hey, you can have your money back. But then again, this podcast is free. I'll holler at you later. Get it right.